East Coast Breakfast.
So this week we're joined by Wayne Bittiser, who's had quite the journey. Born in Joburg, schooled in Pretoria, lived in Durban for a while, but now calls Gaborone or Gaborone Botswana home. Good morning, Wayne.
Morning, how are you doing?
No, lekker. So how does Gabs compare to the rest of South Africa?
You know, South Africa is a very special place and we all love it very much, you know. Gabs is a nice progressive city. It's an awesome little place, you know. Yeah, very similar in culture to our South African brother and sister cities.
Nice. What brought you to Gaborone?
Just opportunity. You know, we've had great opportunities working and living here. I've been in building and construction most of my life. Got a city that's actually got a lot of development in that. Great to watch the city grow and evolve like it does. And I took full advantage of being able to get involved with that.
So kids are schooling in Gaborone and you and the fro living in Gaborone or Gabs?
Correct. Kids are in boarding school in South Africa, but I've been in primary school here, and great life, you know, it's great opportunities, great life.
What's the most striking difference between, say, South Africa and Botswana?
There's a lot of cultural differences, which are spectacular. Mm. One thing I find in Botswana is that you're a lot more exposed to different cultures just on the ground, you know, eating the local food and working with the people up close and personal. You have incredible opportunities to mingle in society here in different ways, you know, and you're exposed to a bit of everything. There's everything in one small city, whereas a place like Joburg, there's everything, but it's a big city, so you don't cross everyone's path the whole time, you know.
Have you bumped into many other South Africans living in Gabs?
Yeah, there are quite a few South Africans here. You know, when you've got the South African rugby playing matches and that, and you see green and gold jerseys all over the city, you'll see exactly how many South Africans are around. It's spectacular at the end of the day. We're still patriotic to our country, aren't we?
Yeah, 100%. So how often do you visit?
We're able to come through pretty often, you know. There's always an event in Joburg that we like to attend, but sort of once a month, once every 2 months. But we've got enough entertainment on the go here. But when there's an opportunity to get to South Africa, it's down the road. It's a four-hour trip, and it's quite a pleasant road, isn't it? So
nice.
We do get a chance to get to you guys, but get home quite a bit.
Anyone else, Durban, Joburg, Pretoria, considering moving to Botswana, what advice do you give them?
Oh, that's a tricky one. Come in here with an open mind. Make sure that you appreciate the country for what it is. You know, it's an incredible country. It's got a couple of cultural differences, and it's a fantastic lifestyle, so appreciate it. Don't be too South African in outside South Africa.
Yeah.
That's great culture. Like I say, I suppose if you go to England, don't be too South African in England. But appreciate the place for what it is, and it's fantastic.
Fantastic. It sounds like a really good place to go and visit, Wayne. Living and working in Gabs in Botswana. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you. My pleasure. And I look forward to seeing a couple of you guys coming and visiting us here one of these days.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.